Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 1. Jeremiah, the Tender-Hearted Prophet of the Tender-Hearted God. Tuesday. Related Verses. Jeremiah 1, verses 5 to 10. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you came forth from the womb, I sanctified you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Alas, Lord Jehovah, indeed I do not know how to speak, for I am a youth. But Jehovah said to me, Do not say I am a youth, for everywhere I send you, you shall go. And everything I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, declares Jehovah. Then Jehovah stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And Jehovah said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to tear down, to build up and to plant. Jeremiah 2, verses 1 and 2. And the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Jehovah, I remember concerning you the kindness of your youth, the love of your bridal days, when you followed after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Jeremiah 14, verses 17 and 18. And you shall speak this word to them. Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with great brokenness, a very grievous wound. If I go forth into the field, look, those slain by the sword. And if I come into the city, look, those diseased with famine. For both the prophet and the priest will go about in a land that they do not know. Lamentations 1:16. For these things I weep, my eye runs down with water. For the Comforter who should revive my soul is far from me. My children have become desolate because the enemy has prevailed. Suggested reading. The Church of God is desolate, and the majority of God's people have failed, have lost their portion, and are unable to meet God's need. However, throughout the past 2,000 years, a small number of overcomers have always been raised up to be God's faithful witnesses to maintain his testimony. Throughout the ages, the line of the overcomers has never ceased. When the people said that all was peaceful and well and that they could resist Babylon, Jeremiah rose up and said that all was not peaceful and that they would not be able to resist. Elijah was a condemning anti-testimony. Jeremiah was a weeping anti-testimony. Elijah told that Israelites that they were serving Baal, not Jehovah. This matter needs condemnation. However, the anti-testimony of Jeremiah was different. He told them that they would be handed over to the enemy, but they believed that God would save them. Therefore, Jeremiah wept for them and did not condemn. When God's people are desolate, we need to rise up to be an anti-testimony. On the one hand, we should rebuke and condemn them to show that they are not serving God with a pure heart, but are caring for the flesh and following the world for the sake of their own name, taking Baal as their center. On the other hand, we should mourn for their condition of not knowing God, for they have clearly lost God's presence, although they say that God is with them, and they have lost God's grace, although they think that God is being gracious to them. Today, we need such overcomers among God's people. Martin Luther rose up to condemn the Catholic Church as idolatrous. This is the aspect of the condemning anti-testimony represented by Elijah. There are also those who weep before God for the desolate church and the ignorant Christians, telling them that they have already lost God's presence and do not have God's grace, although these Christians have no feeling and still think that they are graced by God. This is the aspect of the weeping anti-testimony represented by Jeremiah. Jeremiah was contrary to the prophets who spoke false prophecies. Only Jeremiah said that God would discipline them and cause them to be captured. He was a weeping prophet who wept over Israel's stupor, weeping because they thought they had peace when great calamity was about to come upon them. While weeping, he prophesied so that they might detest sin and return to the true God in order to have true peace. However, the children of Israel did not listen to his words. Instead, they abhorred and persecuted him, and even imprisoned him. During his imprisonment, the Israelites were taken captive. Elijah's testimony was against idols, whereas Jeremiah's testimony was against false peace. Elijah was a strong person, whereas Jeremiah was a soft person. We should not think that a soft person cannot be an anti-testimony. At the time of Elijah, one had to be strong in order to be an anti-testimony against the false gods. At the time of Jeremiah, however, the Israelites were pitiful. They were about to be led to slaughter, yet they still said that all was well. At such a time, there was the need for a soft person to weep for them. Jeremiah could not cause the heavens to rain, but rain came from his eyes. He shed many tears and prophesied in tears. Such a person is able to soften others.